Hello. Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from Italy, we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and lives in Turin, and her preaching today is entitled Generosity.
A reading from the Gospel according to John. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. There they gave a dinner for him. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at the table with him. Mary took a pound of costly perfume made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, the one who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He kept the common purse and used to steal what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She bought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." The Gospel of the Lord. A pound of nard, that's not our modern pound. This was a Roman pound, which is apparently about three quarters of a modern pound, 12 ounces, say. And the sum that Judas mentions as its commercial value would have been equivalent to 10 months' wages for a labourer. If you suspend judgment on Judas' motive for objecting to Mary's gesture, it's still a pretty shocking sum, and probably many of us would be inclined to make the same objection, though with the idea of really using the money to help the poor. So what is going on here? Well, for a start, Jesus is visiting his friends, Lazarus, Mary, and Martha. And this may be another version of the visit that Luke tells us about when Martha serves, as she does here, and Mary sits at Jesus' feet. In both cases, Mary is represented as devoted to Jesus in a different way from her sister. She is focused, apparently, on Jesus as Lord, whereas for Martha, he is an honored guest, but not, it seems, at this point, anything more. And yet it was Martha who, after the death of Lazarus, made that stupendous declaration of faith. "I believe," she said, "that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world." However you look at it, they're a formidable pair, these two women. And I suspect I'm not alone in sometimes feeling more like Martha and sometimes feeling more like Mary, wanting to do something for the Lord or just wanting to pour out everything precious as an expression of love and of faith. And really, when you come down to it, we need both in the church. We need the people who are ready to carry out all kinds of practical tasks, not just those that are part of the liturgy, ministers, readers, singers, but also those that are essential to the context of the liturgy. So keeping the church clean, managing the finances of the parish, arranging the flowers, all that sort of thing. And we also need people who are ready to devote their time and their energy to prayer. Obviously, our contemplative nuns, but also many lay people who tap into the contemplative streak in their nature and devote a part of every day to personal, private prayer, to sitting at the Lord's feet, like Mary. Maybe the key word is generosity. Depending on your temperament, on your circumstances, on the needs of your community, you'll be generous in different ways. And it's worth reminding ourselves that what counts for Jesus is not the amount in itself. Mary spent all that money on the spikenard, while the widow in Mark chapter 12 and in Luke chapter 21 gives just 2 copper coins. But she's praised by Jesus because for her, that is immensely generous. And this week, we remember the most generous act of all, Jesus' gift of his life on the cross. The very least we can do to repay him is to give whatever we can in every way.